Author offers a hidden history of vaccinations in expansive book. By John Friend. John Massaro, a native of Long Island who has traveled the world, spent over 10 years researching vaccines and the public health establishment, long before the overly hyped COVID-19 pandemic swept the world. Now, he's speaking out, sharing his findings with the public in an attempt to warn parents and others about the dangers associated with vaccines. Will Vaccines Be the End of Us, a nearly 300-page book full of previously suppressed information and sometimes shocking images, is the culmination of Massaro's deep dive into the vaccine issue, one of the most controversial medical topics in modern society. I became obsessed with this issue because vaccines have had a profound impact on my life, Massaro told this reporter in a recent interview. Massaro said, "Never having questioned what I was taught in school about their supposedly wonderful benefits, a falsehood that was periodically reinforced by the media, I got at least 15 routine travel shots scattered over 6 years in the 1980s which, I'm certain, though I can't prove it, these vaccines impaired my fertility. This started a chain of events that ended with the very premature birth of my twin children Scott and Mary in 1994. They survived but are permanently disabled, my daughter severely so. Americans are constantly told that vaccines are safe and effective, and anyone questioning the efficacy or safety of shots is denounced as an anti-vaxxer, a weaponized slander designed to stigmatize those who are skeptical of vaccines. The medical establishment and mass media regularly claim that the widespread use of vaccines resulted in the near elimination of certain common diseases, such as measles, polio, smallpox, and many others. Citing the important work of Dr. Suzanne Humphreys and Roman Bistrianik, among others, Massaro powerfully argues that greatly improved standards of hygiene and sanitation, rather than widespread use of vaccines, caused the massive decrease in a number of diseases as well as the rate of death and severe illness associated with them. Massaro also points out the potential severe side effects of vaccines, which are almost never mentioned by the medical establishment and mass media. Describing vaccines as experimental blends of biological and chemical junk that don't work and have maimed or killed an uncountable number of people, Massaro denounced the falsehood that vaccines have saved millions of lives, a claim that has been repeated so often and for so long that most consider it the undisputable truth. Yet any serious investigation will reveal that there are few, if any, vaccination success stories, only myths taught in medical universities and served to the public by the fake news establishment, both of which have strong financial ties with the big pharmaceutical firms that manufacture vaccines, Massaro stated. In Will Vaccines Be the End of Us, Massaro focuses particular attention on the polio vaccine, the so-called miracle vaccine that was and continues to be hyped as ending polio in America. Of all the big lies surrounding vaccines, Jonas Salk's supposed miracle polio vaccine, which came out in 1955, is the biggest, Massaro argued. The disease itself, meaning full-blown, paralytic polio, was very rare, and, like COVID, intensely hyped for years by the media. Following the recent news that the Independent Vaccine Advisory Committee of the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, voted unanimously to add COVID-19 vaccines for young children to the new child and adolescent immunization schedule, which will be officially updated in February 2023, Massaro characterized the vaunted public health agency as the Khmer Rouge of public health policy. "In my mind, CDC stands for child death cult," Massaro told this reporter. "All the federal health agencies are permeated by evil and corruption, but the CDC is the worst. Honest researchers who work there have spoken out because they can't take the culture of corruption." Robert F. Kennedy Jr., chairman of the board and chief legal counsel for Children's Health Defense and author of The Real Anthony Fauci, see page B3 of the book insert in this issue of AFP.ed, described the CDC's decision to add the COVID-19 vaccines to the childhood immunization schedule as an act of child abuse on a massive scale, denouncing the CDC as beholden to their big pharma overlords. Massaro flatly argued that, in his opinion, no vaccines for children or adults are either necessary or useful, and all of them should be avoided because they're all potentially harmful. "We must accept the fact that we're going to get sick from time to time," and, in all but the most serious cases where medical intervention might be required, we should grind it out and trust our immune system to do its job," Massaro continued. "I feel a strong bond with those millions of parents whose children were maimed or killed by routine vaccines and, like many of them, I feel I have a mission to inform others of vaccine risks and the depravity of those who push and profit from them. The issue has now come to a head with the utterly insane COVID jab, and the fact that it's technically not a vaccine is irrelevant. It's the same pharmaceutical establishment, the same lying media covering up the carnage, the same huge profits, and the same psychopaths."